It's that time of year again when the Bohemian Grove has their little meetup, which is basically like the Bilderberg's summer camp. And besides the bizarre ritual that kicks off the event every year, the cremation of care, and other, how shall I say, pride activities, there's a lot more going on inside than most people think. From a sociological perspective, it's essentially a networking and consensus building event for the elite. And when I say the elite, I don't mean the 1%, a phrase that became popular during the Occupy Wall Street protests. I mean the real elite, the 0.0001%, or as David Rothkopf, who worked in the Clinton administration, says, the superclass. Not the upper class, the superclass. I've covered the basic history of the Bohemian Grove in previous videos going back more than 15 years here on YouTube. If you're new here, just go and look them up on my channel's homepage, and hopefully some of them will still be up. But instead of just going over the basics again and talking about the cremation of care ritual, which sounds like an urban legend but is real, real in that it happens, not that it's an actual person, to be clear. It's an effigy, but it's still strange as hell, to put it lightly. I wanted to discuss how this place is not just a vacation spot for the wealthy elite, as mainstream media reports try to write it off as, but it's so much more. Inside the Bohemian Grove, there are over 100 different groups or camps, each having their own sleeping quarters, kitchen, and bar, and each managed by a camp captain who's responsible for overseeing their group. Each different camp has its own unique name and consists of anywhere from a dozen to around 100 men who tend to work in the same field to provide commonality and networking opportunities. For example, the Hillbillies camp is made up mainly of men in big business, bankers and politicians and media moguls from the state of Texas. The sign for the Hillbillies camp, which the Bush crime family belongs to, consists of a cloven hoofed and horned devil figure, by the way. What a surprise. One of the most elite camps is Mandalay, which is comprised of former presidents and other top political figures, along with major defense contractors. No seated president ever attends the summer encampment, by the way, because his schedule and location is so closely monitored that his visitation would bring way too much unwanted attention to the Grove. But once they're out of office, and especially before they're elected, many make it a priority to be there. And just in case you're wondering, there's no evidence that Donald Trump has ever been to the Grove or is a member in any way, shape, or form. There are numerous yearbooks that fall into the hands of non-members that then get scanned and posted online, and I actually have several copies of them. I showed them in previous videos, and Donald Trump is not pictured in any of them. Another elite camp of former presidents and high-ranking military personnel and defense contractors is the Owl's Nest. The Hillside Camp is made up of Joint Chiefs of Staff members and other top military brass. Other camp names include the Lost Angels, which is where major bankers and media executives belong. The Uplifters Group is made up of corporate executives and international business bigwigs. The Rockefeller family and other big oil men have their own camp as well, called the Stowaways. It's quite obvious that having the Grove broken up into small subgroups, which are comprised mainly of men who work in the same field, facilitates discussions revolving around areas of overlapping interest. Sociologist Peter Phillips, who was a guest inside the Bohemian Grove on two occasions and who earned his PhD by writing his doctoral dissertation on it in 1994, wrote that sharing a camp together at the Grove gives directors of major U.S. policy councils ample opportunity to discuss current affairs and socioeconomic policy issues, and watching and listening to the reactions to the lakeside chats. Those are the informal, off-the-record daily talks during the summer encampment by various other members, gives them the opportunity to evaluate their concerns about the American corporate and political landscape from other elitists in the Grove. So in this sense, the Grove serves as an informal evaluatory feedback process to the top socioeconomic, domestic, and foreign policy councils in the United States. Although the club claims that the midsummer encampment is just a vacation, and weaving spiders coming on here, some major world-changing events have admittedly been hatched in the Grove. For example, the Manhattan Project, the plan for the atomic bomb, was conceived in the club in 1942. Peter Phillips' dissertation reveals that one of the foremost political events, which the Bohemian Grove Political Network played a significant role in, was the creation of the United Nations. In 1945, delegates from 50 different countries gathered at the Bohemian Club's San Francisco clubhouse, a different location from the Grove out in the woods, to hammer out the details for the UN. Then, Phillips wrote, the delegates were all invited out into the woods at the Grove for who knows what. It's rumored that Alan Greenspan was chosen to be the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank shortly after a meeting in the Grove where insiders came to a consensus that he should be their man. Arnold Schwarzenegger's successful bid for governor of California in 2003 after a special recall election to replace then Governor Gray Davis was given the green light by the establishment following a visit to the Grove as well. There's even a picture of Ronald Reagan when he was the governor of California sitting down with Richard Nixon, who would be elected president the following year, taken in 1967, showing them inside the Bohemian Grove together where they were said to have been coordinating their future political careers. Nixon even admitted in his memoir that the path to his presidency began with his visit to the Bohemian Grove. President Dwight Eisenhower's road to the White House also began in the Bohemian Grove. In 1950, 2 years before he was elected president, he was a guest during the summer encampment and gave a lakeside talk that impressed the establishment insiders. Lakeside talks or lakeside chats are basically speeches that are given every afternoon when the Grove is in session for the 2 weeks in July. And we know of Eisenhower's Grove connection because President Richard Nixon openly admitted that in his memoir as well. He wrote, quote, after Eisenhower's speech, we went back to caveman camp and sat around the campfire appraising it. Everyone liked Eisenhower, but the feeling was that he had a long way to go before he would have the experience, the depth, and the understanding to be president. But it struck me forcibly that Eisenhower's personality and personal mystique had deeply impressed the skeptical and critical caveman audience. Nixon was later chosen as his vice president. After learning how the geopolitical system really works once inside the Oval Office, apparently Eisenhower's conscience began bothering him. During his famous presidential farewell address in 1961, when his 2 terms were up, he warned Americans about this.
Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
There are also rumors that in the build-up to the 2000 presidential election, Bohemian Grove members George Bush Sr., Colin Powell, and other neocons had come to a consensus at the summer encampment that Dick Cheney should be George W. Bush's running mate as VP. And there's a photo of George W. Bush with his father at the podium during a lakeside talk in 1995 where George Bush Sr. said that his son would make a great president one day. So there's a lot more going on there than just a bunch of rich guys camping and kicking off their party with that bizarre ritual, the cremation of care. Some of the allegations of what has been rumored to have occurred inside are so horrifying that if you hear the details, it will make you sick. But if you think you can stomach them and you want to learn more, then check out my book, The Bohemian Grove, Facts and Fiction. You can order it in paperback from Amazon.com or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. And of course, there's a link to the Amazon listing in the description below. So click it and head on over there and check it out.